bringing it back to the solar topic. Boy, we have, I don't think Jennifer's had 2 minutes to breathe the last 2 hours. Holy God, did you answer all the solar questions we didn't get on air?
No, I have lots of notes to hand to Dan after the show.
You do, huh?
Mike, yeah. You've got about a three-hour drive to Green Valley. Do you have Bluetooth in your truck for a while?
It's actually about a two-hour drive, but
okay.
I have to get home and let the dogs out.
We may have some call chores for you.
Well, it's been a big call load. We've got one call left on hold. Let's take it, and then let's wrap up. Good morning, Scott, calling from Tonopah. We welcome the call. Thank you.
Thank you very much for taking my call.
You bet.
I registered to win that solar system recently, but was told that due to the cost of concrete now to do a ground mount for a manufactured home, that the chances of having a cost savings would be pretty low. But I thought about something. I have concrete patios with aluminum awnings for the house, quite a bit of square footage. And I was wondering if those concrete patios might support a solar system instead of those awnings.
Okay.
I think this goes back to our caller earlier that was about the pergola. It may not be the weight factor might not be the issue, but when you put that on there, the wind lift factor that comes into play, it may not have a strong enough footing to keep it anchored to the ground. You may end up with it sailing away.
I'm not sure that was his question. I think he was talking about if you took those off and just used the concrete pad as a place to put the solar panels.
And I think we'd have to do an analysis of what his footings are.
Yeah, it would have to be a whole structural analysis. Yeah. But he's, for the most part, I would agree with why we said earlier, why, you know, ground mounts or, covered areas. Mm-hmm. They're just more costly because of the structure, the structural, you know, approach that you have to take, and the concrete is very expensive. So that's why it's cost prohibitive. But until you run the analysis, I mean, it's possible, depending upon what he's spending for energy, that there still could be cost savings there. Mm-hmm. Until you run the analysis, you don't know.
Okay. Well, another 2 hours of covering the solar topic. I always hope if I have you all in here often enough, we'll eliminate everybody's questions and give everybody the answers they need to proceed intelligently forward on the topic. But it is an evolving subject.
Absolutely.
And you're seeing it down in Pima and Santa Cruz County.
Yeah, like I said, we have people looking to go off-grid now.
Yeah.
So it's always changing.
And then you've got your utility provider down there, TEP, kind of shuffling the deck on you a little bit.
TEP and Trico, and just trying to keep up with them.
Okay. So it's impossible to answer everyone's questions. So if they wanted to get a hold of you...
Down in the Green Valley, Sarita area, 625-1238. If you're out of the area, it's area code 520-625-1238.
That's Southwestern Solar operating out of the offices and headquarters of Green Valley Cooling and Heating, which have been servicing that area for 40 years?
Since 1968.
Since 1968. Yeah. Okay, so again, the number one more time, Southwestern Solar.
Area code 520-625-1238. Give us a call. And again, we had our special. I'm going to mention it one more time.
Yeah.
Anybody that calls this week and has a solar system installed, we'll give them a $500 discount.
Southwestern Solar. Mike, thanks for taking the drive
Thank
up
you,
and
Rosa.
Joining us. Dan King, Harmon Solar, servicing the Phoenix Metro, Greater Maricopa County.
Mm-hmm. Again, our promotion for the Rosie listeners as we're winding down here. If you're an APS customer in the greater metropolitan Phoenix area, we're giving away a free solar system. All you need to do is do a solar assessment before the end of September, and we're going to give you an additional entry. So you get two instead of one entries into the drawing. If you call within, I'd say by noon, so we'll go an hour longer. The number is 1-800-281-3189. That's 800-281-3189. We do have people available to take the phone calls right now. And then if you do, the kind of the second phase of that promotion, if you do purchase or lease a system before the deadline, which is the end of September, you get two additional entries, but that's into a drawing for a $5,000 cash prize because obviously you don't need a free solar system anymore.
That's right. Fantastic. Well, thanks for making that offer. We appreciate it.
All of this audio will be available at rosieonthehouse.com/radio with a little bit later today. If you heard something, missed something, wanted to re-listen to an hour, or you missed our 7 o'clock hour, just not all of our affiliates do carry that hour, you can find them all at rosieonthehouse.com. Newly designed, easier, faster, better than ever.
All right, folks, we hope y'all enjoyed the last 4 hours of the program. Hope y'all have a great week. We're always here for you every Saturday morning on your radio dial. We're always on the website at rosieonthehouse.com. And I'd like to say that if you have a remodeling project you'd like to try and get done before the holidays, Rosie Remodeling does have an opening or two. But don't call us unless you want the job done Rosie Wright, because that's the only way we do it, all right? So give us a ring. The number is 480-998-6961. And in the meantime, have a great week.
And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.